The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Go to vomradio.net.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hello there, folks. Hello and welcome to the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get to talk about things going on in the world. And it's always a lot more fun when you're here with us. So welcome aboard. Where are we? Thursday already, indeed. Coming up this hour, among other things, nationalism has become, for many people, a very dirty word. Growing number of devotees of their much-preferred globalism. What are the differences, and are they significant? That and more. I'm going to talk with Foreign Desk columnist at the Washington Times, Cliff May, in just a few minutes. He has a column called Who's Afraid of Nationalism? And we'll chat with Cliff about it. It's a very, very important topic, and we'll get into it in some depth as we chat with Cliff in a few minutes. A Christian physician has lost his job in a British government agency after he said he would refuse to call a bearded man, who is 6 feet tall, by the way, madam. Did you hear me? Christian physician lost his job in a British government agency after he said he would not. And by the way, it was a hypothetical question. It wasn't even a real situation, if you will. But he said he would not call a bearded man who's 6 feet tall, madam. This, according to court proceedings, the London Daily Telegraph reporting that Dr. David McAreth, a disability benefits assessor in the Department of Work and Pensions, is claiming religious discrimination over his firing. He, a Christian, says his contract was terminated after he was asked in a conversation with a line manager, whether or not he would address a man who's 6 feet tall and had a beard by female pronouns like she and Mrs. And the doctor said his refusal, quote, to make an abstract ideological pledge, close quote, resulted in his dismissal, and not because of any concern about the rights of persons who self-identify as transgender. Court hearing, Birmingham, England, presented that McAreth does not believe in transgender ideology and considers it, and this is probably part of what did him in, considers it, in his word, delusional. He reportedly told the tribunal, if you believe in gender fluidity, gender is no more than one's fantasy about one. I love it. If you believe in gender fluidity, gender is no more than one's own fantasy about oneself. He got his job in May of last year, but was suspended within a month, or by the following month, actually, claiming he was told that it was, quote, unquote, overwhelmingly likely that he would lose his job unless he agreed to refer to a man as madam if the man so preferred. So, as I say, it was a hypothetical. He reportedly left his role in late June. Email correspondence shows his boss instructed him to follow the process as discussed in your training. And the email read, if, however, you do not want to do this, we will respect your decision and your right to leave your contract. He replied, explaining, hey, it's violating my conscience as to do what's being asked of me. He says he did not leave his job voluntarily, but was forced out and is being targeted for discrimination on the basis of religion. He told the court, the very fact a doctor can be pulled off the shop floor for an urgent interrogation about his beliefs on gender fluidity is both absurd and very sinister. Even more so, it results in a dismissal. I should say, even more so, if, in fact, it results in a dismissal, which, of course, happened to him. And then he added, if something like that happened in a church setting, people being pulled out of a pew, questioned, and then excommunicated, that would be seen as an outrageous example of religious intolerance and bigotry. Moreover, he continued, as a doctor, my responsibility is always to act in good conscience in the best interests of the patients, not adopt various fantasies, prejudices, or delusions to avoid offense at all costs. The government agency contends that his faith-based views are not compatible with human dignity, as they say, set forth in current law in their 2010 Equality Act. Oh, yes, and it won't stay across the pond. In fact, it hasn't, as you know. McArath said it's only recently that transgenderism has been recognized as normal and such delusional beliefs accepted as face value. What is responsible for that change is political pressure, not scientific evidence. Christian legal centers backing him, calling him a Christian hero who chose to sacrifice his distinguished professional career rather than compromise on the Bible and his conscience. Requirement to use so-called transgender pronouns defies common sense and Christian faith and serves no useful purpose in filtering out firm Christians such as men of principle like Dr. McArath. Anyway, a slice of life. Would you call a bearded man madam? That's the bottom line. Don't have time to get into it, but a stream.org piece, French police reporting nearly 900 acts of anti-Christian vandalism since 2018. What's going on is the question. The trend of increased attacks on French churches has been mostly ignored, said Ellen Fatini of the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe, speaking with the Daily Caller back in April. And when the attacks are reported, they're often described in a way that downplays or ignores the nature of the attacks. The 2018 numbers telling just part of the story. The French Ministry of the Interior said attacks on Christian sites have quadrupled between 2008 and 2019, according to RealClear. These attacks include urination in baptismal fonts, the desecration of Catholic cemeteries, destroying of centuries-old art. Some point to a growing Christianophobia and cite extreme examples of a suspected Islamic extremist opening fire at a crowded Christmas market in Strasbourg, France, in December, and the 2016 murder of the priest Jacques Harnel. So, again, the polarization, if you will, over not just any religion, I might add, personal opinion, but particularly the Christian faith and the Jewish faith. Those are being, they're being exorcised, cut out of the culture, if you will, intentionally by great prejudice and growing acts of violence. But we shouldn't be surprised in that the Lord told us that in the end times, the line of demarcation between the true and the false would become more and more obvious, more and more unavoidable to see and to deal with. Stay with us. We have more here on this edition of The Don Crow Show. Cliff May coming up next.
Hi, I'm Chuck Teets of A-Action Home Services. When you call our stand-up guys, you can expect they'll show up with our warehouse on wheels, introduce themselves with their unique qualifications, and, of course, they'll be wearing shoe covers. But most importantly, before they do any work, they'll share options with you, including upfront pricing, so you decide what's best. So for stress-free electrical, plumbing, and heating service, call us today at 703-922-1900.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail, because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents The Biblical Stage Adventure, Returning to Lancaster.
Who exactly is he?
He's a miracle worker,
a healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
Seen by nearly 1 million people in its debut year, the original stage production is returning for one last encore season. Jesus, live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. More information is available at sight-sound.com.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Nationalism. Well, if you look up definitions, you get all sorts. Identification with one's own nation and support of its interests, especially to the exclusion or detriment of the interest of other nations. That's one definition. And of course, synonyms are patriotism, allegiance to one's own country, etc. And this whole idea is under great challenge. There are those now who say, look, the word in vogue and the only one acceptable is what they call globalism. Well, there are profound differences. Cliff May is president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies and foreign desk columnist for The Washington Times. I asked him to join us to talk about his own recent column on this matter at The Washington Times called Who's Afraid of Nationalism? And he asked his own question, is the new age of nationalism already upon us? Cliff, welcome to the show.
Very good to be with you.
Now, I love to talk with you about any of these topics. You're so well-informed, and you've researched a lot of this for years, lived in this world. But you give your own definition of the word nationalism, so let's start there. What's your definition of that word and its best meaning?
Well, basically, when we're talking about it as a form of world order or world organization, it just means independent, sovereign, self-ruling nation states. That's what it means. It is the other options for a world order would be imperialism. For centuries and centuries, most of the world was ruled by empires: the Roman Empire, the Ottoman Empire, the Persian Empire, the British Empire, the French Empire. All those. You also have tribalism, where the tribes don't coalesce into a single nation. They remain they remain just tribes. There's nothing that says tribes have to coalesce. Many parts of really of Africa and the Middle East, tribes never did coalesce into nations, into nation states, even though there have been attempts to help them achieve that. Then there's globalism, which you just mentioned, and we might want to talk about more. There are a lot of people in this country and in Europe who are globalists. Part of what they're looking for aspirationally is global governance, and the UN is sort of the organization that is to become the global government over time, so that we give leadership on important issues such as human rights to the UN Human Rights Council, which is a joke, because some of the worst offenders of human rights, worst violators, are on that. And by being on it, they don't get criticized, and they can criticize anyone else they want. That usually means America, and that usually means Israel. And I argue in this column that a sort of landmark for moving globalism forward was when President Obama, unable to get congressional endorsement for his Iran deal, unable to get most people in America, according to the polls, to support that deal, said, never mind, I'll go to the UN. I'll get the UN's endorsement, which he did. And that's the basis on which you hear people say, certainly rulers of the Islamic Republic of Iran, but others too, that President Trump violated international law by withdrawing from the JCPOA, that Iran agreement, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. In other words, they're saying the UN makes law for the world, and we have to obey. And that means we have to, and this is a key component of globalism, surrender sovereignty to transnational or supranational organizations, world courts, for example. A lot of Americans, I believe, don't want to do that, don't think we should do that, don't think that Americans should make laws for Americans and nobody else. And that if that makes them nationalists, yeah, I think it does.
Now, you also make a point in the column that we should not confuse globalism with globalization. I think it's a very important distinction.
Very important distinction. Globalization is a process, economic interdependence. It's something that simply happens. So as I say in the column, if you buy a pencil and the graphite is from Brazil and the wood's from South Africa and the erasers from Malaysia, you got yourself a product of globalization. But that's not globalism. That's not the idea of global governance. That's not the idea of surrendering sovereignty or sharing sovereignty with other nations, or letting other nations make laws for us. That's an entirely different concept.
And it's also of deep concern to a lot of us that we have a president, I'd say, and I think you say the same in the column, who is very much a nationalist in the best sense of the word, but taking a lot of heat from those who think he is gone overboard in pride with America, you know, make America great again. And I think he's handled the issues very well. He's encouraged every nation in some of his speeches to say every one of them ought to be nationalists on their own behalf.
Yeah, I'm not sure how deeply he's thought about this, but he has said that he is a nationalist. I think he means he's a patriot. I think he means he's opposed to globalism, other countries making decisions for the United States, surrendering sovereignty to these supranational organizations or to the various NGOs like Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch. They do some good work, but my problem with them is they simply assert, here's what international law is. They say so, so it is. They act as judge and jury, and they try to prosecute and convict. They simply say, but this is it. This is what we just have decided it is, on no basis whatsoever. So I think that's sort of what he means, and others have tried to refine it. Can nationalism be dangerous? Can it be taken to a fanatical extreme? Absolutely. Of course it can. A lot of things can be taken to fanatical extremes. Religion can be taken to fanatical extremes. We all know that. It's happening all the time. It's certainly happening now with Islam, isn't it? But that doesn't mean that the answer is to ban religion or that atheistic governments are going to be more virtuous. On the contrary, we have examples of atheistic governments. Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Communist China. These are not paragons of freedom and virtue and human rights.
Talk about something you referenced early in your column, and that is a book that's apparently going to be the basis of a discussion coming up here in Washington next week, The Virtue of Nationalism by, I believe it's Yarman Harzoni.
Yoram Hazoni, yes. Yeah, Yoram Hazoni, I know him a bit. I've done a podcast with him. People can find him on my website. He is an Israeli political philosopher. He wrote a book last year called The Virtue of Nationalism. Essentially, I don't think this is an unfair way to characterize it. In the sentence, he says, nationalism is, yes, it has its dangers, but it is not the worst possible system of world organization. It's probably the least bad of all of them. And it was a very controversial, it's still a controversial book. I would say that progressives, people like Max Boot, once upon a time a conservative, now a Washington Post progressive columnist, attacked him as a Trumpian ideologue. I would say a lot of neoconservatives criticized him harshly. Libertarians criticized him harshly. And liberal internationalists criticized him harshly. I don't think he deserves that much criticism. I think it's good that he is the subject of controversy. He's putting together a kind of a think tank on this subject called the Edmund Burke Institute. And its kickoff event is coming up this weekend. I think it's entirely sold out. It's got a lot of interesting people speaking, including National Security Advisor John Bolton, including Tucker Carlson. A lot of interesting people will be there. I'm going to be there on one of the panels. And they're going to discuss and debate nationalism as a system and what can go wrong. One of the things that people point out, they say, well, I mean, how can you not think nationalism is fanatical when wasn't nationalism what happened in Germany and led to World War II and the Holocaust? Well, not exactly. If nationalism means you want your nation to survive and prosper, that's one thing. When it, just as tribalism can become nationalism when the tribes coalesce, nationalism can become imperialism when one nation decides it is going to rule over other nations. When did that happen? When Hitler declared the Third Reich. What does Reich mean? Empire. That's what he was talking about. It was no longer nationalism. It was now way beyond that. It was the Hitler wanted to establish a global empire to conquer all the nations of Europe, rule them, destroy some of them, wipe out the Jews who didn't have their own nation state in those days, enslave or kill the Slavs. The Gypsies were to be destroyed as well. That is no longer nationalism. So every form of world order or governing system has its dangers. Imperialism certainly does, which doesn't mean everything about imperialism is terrible. I think one of the reasons we're seeing people in Hong Kong demonstrate in the streets for their freedoms is because they have the legacy of having been a British colony and the rights of Englishmen, and they understand what freedom means, and they don't want that to be taken away from them by the Chinese Communist Party based in Beijing. So these things, I hope, will come up for interesting discussions over the weekend, and I'll make some of the points that I'm making in my column.
Now, one more quick question. You also make a distinction between anti-isolationists and isolationist nationalists, of which we have both in this country, right?
Exactly. One of the divisions among nationalism, most important division, I would say, and think of Tucker Carlson on the one hand, think of John Bolton on the other, are there are some nationalists who are isolationists. They don't want us involved in other countries, even if those countries are committing heinous crimes and threatening us and maybe even waging war against us. And they say we have to end these endless wars. I don't think we can end these endless wars. I think if you go in, if you're in, if somebody is attacking you, if somebody is waging war on you, you can defend yourself or not. I don't think you benefit by not defending yourself. Okay, so I think that, so I side with those who are the anti-isolationists. It doesn't mean we should be involved in every war everywhere. Certainly we should have theories of victory. We should know what we want to accomplish. But I do think that it's important that, not that the way I argue it is not that America should be the world's policeman, but maybe the sheriff. And the difference is a sheriff doesn't worry about every penny anti-crime, the painted ladies in the saloon, the gambling, that's okay. But when there are bad outlaws who threaten to run roughshod over the town and territory, he may put together a posse, that would be our allies, and decide to go out and bring to justice those bad guys. And if he can't get our allies to form a posse, and we don't have a lot of great allies we have willing to fight, we have some, he may do it himself. And I end the column, I'm reminded, I love pop culture. High Noon was a great classic 1952 Western starring Gregory Peck and Grace Kelly. And in it, you've got a sheriff, or actually he's a marshal, and the bad guys are coming to town, and he can't get the town people to stand up to him. They're either too cowardly or they're not competent enough. So you have this, so the conclusion of this. What does he do? He goes out into the deserted street, High Noon, under the sun, and there's a showdown, and he takes on the bad guys because somebody's got to do it. And I just think if you're an American, if that's your nationality, you got to find that inspiring.
Good analogy. Good column. Thanks. We'll talk again, Cliff. Thanks, and good luck on this conference coming up.
Take care.
Cliff May, president of the Foundation for Defensive Democracies and foreign desk columnist for The Washington Times. You can find this piece well worth your reading because we really only touched on the high points in it. Who's Afraid of Nationalism? You can find it at the WashingtonTimes.com website. You'll find it in the opinion section under his name.
This is the Entertainment Answer. How did actor Jake Gyllenhaal feel stepping onto the set of the new Spider-Man film to play Mysterio?
It was exciting. I didn't realize how intimidating the journey would be or how big this movie was going to be until I came on set the first day. But I was also surrounded by a group of people who were very loving and inclusive and allowed me to sort of slowly warm up into the process.
Spider-Man Far From Home, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail. Because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
It was so breathtaking that it's difficult to put into words. That very first sunrise over the Sea of Galilee filled me with awe and wonder, and I became very aware that my Lord Jesus had witnessed that very same view. I would love for you to witness it as well in all of the other amazing places we visit in Israel. So join us as we experience Israel December 2nd through the 11th. Call me, Dennis Williams, at 703-807-2211 or go to WAVA.com, keyword Israel, and see it all.
Flash flood watch through late tonight. A shower and heavy thunderstorm in the area this evening. Watch for flash flooding. Staying humid overnight, lows 70 to 74. Tomorrow, areas of low clouds and fog early. Then partly sunny, very warm and humid, high 90. Clear tomorrow night, lows 66 outside the beltway, 72 in the district. Mostly sunny and hot Saturday, high 91. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Arce.
I wish you could see the photograph I'm looking at right now. It is a picture of one of the refugee camps where Heart for Lebanon is working so powerfully in the name and love of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bekaa Valley. We've been telling you the story now for a couple of weeks, a week and a half at least, and you've been responding generously with ministering to others in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I really want you to understand that. I'm looking right now at this picture of a tent city, and just a line of tents and some children, a little child on one side, another boy or girl on the other, some adults, a few standing, one man walking down the center of the pathway, a dirt road with something heavy on his back, some supplies. But the story is briefly this. Every Wednesday night, think about this. Try to get this in your mind. Every Wednesday night, 80 Kurdish men and women are meeting at Hope Ministry Center, which, of course, is the ministry focus of Heart for Lebanon. They're there at the Hope Ministry Center. And what are they there for? Well, you say they're probably there to get some food and get some help and some encouragement. No, I'm sure that's part of what they need, and I know Heart for Lebanon is providing that, but they are there for a special Bible study lesson in their own mother tongue. And the writer said, while visiting the Hope Center, he said, I was surprised to see that almost half of the group was an hour and a half early. They came an hour and a half early, sitting in the fellowship hall, again, looking for food? No. They came to pray and sing. They were praying and singing alone. And he said, it's amazing the unexpected love for Jesus that said that's been ignited in these hearts by Hope for Heart for Lebanon. And I'm just very moved by the picture, folks. And I want you to realize that when we're asking you to participate in this campaign, it really is a hands-on ministry to people who desperately need us. Starts with food, of course, but many other things provided, as we've been telling you. And we've been encouraging you to make gifts of whatever you can afford. We've said that $29 a month will provide food for a family of six for an entire year if you continue it over a 12-month period, or you can do it for a month or two if you want. But we're encouraging also a $348 one-time gift to provide for a family of six in Heart for Lebanon's ministry for an entire year. And you've done that. I want to thank Tom and Lorton, who gave a $32 gift. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for that. Others of you, you've given anywhere from $4,000 or $5,000. We had one gift a few days ago. A man said, I'll give $348 a month for 12 months. That's 12 families of six each being provided for over that period of time. Others have given $29 a month. Others have given $116 a month to provide for 4 months of Christian education and food and essentials. All we're asking you to do is something, and I want to thank those of you who've been doing something. Perhaps you haven't done all that you wanted to, but you've done something. Others of you, you've been thinking about it, and I dare say probably some of you, when you hear me start to talk about the campaign, you may be tempted to maybe go somewhere else or turn to another station because you just don't want to hear it. I hope that's not the case. But I got to tell you, folks, as passionately as I can, we need your help with this campaign. $29 a month provides food, Christian education, and essentials for survival for a refugee family of six. People driven out of their homes and their lifelong comfort that you and I, similar to what you and I enjoy here, all of a sudden someone shows up at their door in the war in Syria and gives them 15 minutes to leave. And they have to leave with whatever they can grab on their way out, usually nothing but the clothing on their backs. And they flee to neighboring Lebanon, having no idea what's going to happen to them at that point. But God has raised up a ministry called Heart for Lebanon, and you've heard us talking about it with Jack Hibbard and Tom Adama, and they and those men and Camille, the co-founder, all telling us that this is a crisis need, that God is turning to his glory in the form of so many of these people who come out of the Muslim faith but realize that that faith is not helping them, is not saving them, it's not even solving their problems, and the Lord Jesus is coming into their lives and changing them. So we're going to take a quick break, but I'm just going to ask you, if you would, if you haven't done it, would you go to the phone and make a call and make a gift of any amount, $29 or $30 a month, one-time gift of $116 a month for 4 months. But if a lot of you, and I know many of you could do this, if you could give a one-time gift of $348, that will provide for a family of six people for an entire year with food, essentials for survival, and a Christian education, all strengthening them, bringing them into the faith, and then strengthening them in that faith as they are discipled by the ministry of Heart for Lebanon. Number to call is 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. Again, 888-249-5222. I'll say it once more. 888-249-5222. And you can easily give online. Go to WAVA.com. Click on the Food for the Poor banner. No, not Food for the Poor. I'm sorry. Click on the Heart for Lebanon banner. You'll see a big Heart for Lebanon banner. Click on that. Or just enter the word heart, and that'll get you where you need to be. Thank you so much.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, did you get that number? 888-249-5222. That is a number by which, I don't exaggerate when I say this, folks, you can help change the world for some people. You really can. We're talking about Heart for Lebanon, a great ministry. And I was reading some of the information in one of their beautiful periodicals that they supply to describe their ministry. War coming with trauma, everlasting scars of a dark and terrifying past. For whom? For the Syrian refugee children, most of them who know nothing more than the terror and anxiety of not knowing where the next airstrike, missile, gunshot, bomb, or chemical attack will hit. And the point is that even after fleeing the country, this petrifying fear follows these dear children wherever they go. But Heart for Lebanon has a ministry called HOPE, H-O-P-E, Helping Overcome Poverty Through Education. It's an educational program that provides a safe place for these kids to learn, express themselves, and grow, and really be helped to transition out of the nightmare, the literal nightmare they've been experiencing. And so, really, I see again and again the hand and providence of God in ministries such as this that are raised up for such strategic moments in time as this particular work going on now in Lebanon. We've been telling you a lot about it, and I encourage you to continue prayerfully considering investing in this. You know, we all have opportunities to make choices and to decide where we're going to invest our discretionary money, you might call. I can't think of a better place than the ministry we're talking about right now. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear from Camille Melke. Now, Camille is, along with Tom Adama, co-founder of this great ministry. He's also CEO of the organization. And listen to the excitement in his voice as with the task they have taken on, the anticipation and the expectation of what God's doing and what's going to happen in the future.
You could sense maybe from my voice the excitement, right? The sense of God has us here in a time and location in history that is unprecedented. This is an opportunity time, God-sized opportunity time like never before. Right now, you could see a wave of people in great anticipation at what God will further do in our midst in the years to come. Because I believe that the crisis in Syria is a long-term crisis, unfortunately so. But I also believe that right now we are starting to reap what has been sowed for many, many years in the lives of the refugees. We are seeing churches full of Syrian refugees. We're seeing Muslims coming to Christ. We're seeing children now being the greatest testimony and the best evangelists within their communities. This is the result of many years of hard work. And greater, I believe, by faith, far greater results are coming in the near future.
Now, I'm reminded as I listen to Camille of the words of our Lord himself. He said to his disciples, "You say it's 4 months until harvest." And of course, he was speaking in the natural phenomenon, the natural world. But he used it quickly as a backdrop or a metaphor to speak about what was really happening in front of their eyes in the spiritual world. And by the way, the context of that was in John 4, where the woman at the well had been told by the Lord all about herself. She, the one who had five husbands and wasn't living or was living with one she hadn't at that point hadn't married, and Jesus sent her back to the village, or she went back to the village, said to the villagers, "Come out, see a man who's told me everything I've ever done, all about myself. Is not this the Messiah? Is not this the Christ?" And it's in the context of all of those villagers standing around, coming out and hearing and seeing what she had borne witness to, it's in that context that Jesus says to his disciples, "You say it's 4 months till harvest. I'm telling you, lift your eyes up. Look, look right now. The harvest is white and the laborers are few." Well, we're hearing from some powerful laborers in this whitened harvest field. And I'm asking you to really consider, as Camille says, a better opportunity, never a better time to give.
You know, we've been on our knees for years, decades. I know from childhood, hearing in our church, "Oh Lord, give us breakthroughs and inroads into the Muslim world. Give us opportunities to reach out to the Arab world." We prayed that we would send missionaries to the countries around us. Well, there's no need for that anymore, because the Arab world is here. The Muslim world is here. It's amazing. The country of Lebanon is the largest per capita host of refugees. My goodness, this is incredible. We've never had a field so ripe, so ready for the harvest.
What are you going to do about it? That's the question. What am I going to do about it? Would you pick that phone up and make the call? 888-249-5222. Again, anything you can give is going to make a difference. $29 a month for 12 months will provide food and education and essentials for survival for a family of six for an entire year. You may say, "Don, I can't give that large a gift. How about a one-time $29 gift?" Or maybe 4 months, $116 will take care of that family for 4 months. Whatever you can do, I'm really encouraging you, and I don't even mind saying begging you to make an investment in the kingdom of God. We're talking about whitened harvest fields waiting for us, folks. 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, online at wava.com. You'll see a banner there. Click on the Heart for Lebanon banner. Make your contribution there, or use the keyword heart. It'll get you there.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail, because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Heart for Lebanon is helping bring desperately needed relief to at least 102 families whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria as they've been forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their backs. But because of Heart for Lebanon's ministry of love and compassion in the form of Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials, many of these people are coming to real faith in Jesus Christ. Your one-time gift of $348 or $29 a month for 12 months will help Heart for Lebanon continue to meet the needs of these families when you call 888-249-5222 or give online at WAVA.com. $348 will provide for a family of six for one full year or $29 a month for 12 months, but anything you can give will make a difference when you call that number, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com. Keyword heart.
With 4,500 buyers in our database, we'll sell your home in 58 days or we'll buy it. Call Chris Craddock at the Redux Group, 703-429-9778 or chriscraddock.com.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Save half on the cost of Christian school tuition starting with the fall 2019 semester. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school. That's WAVA.com, keyword school.
It's time. You've been talking about going to Israel for so many years. Do it now. Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Mount of Olives, Gethsemane, and the Garden Tomb. This is simply a fraction of the many places we visit, not to even mention the spiritual impact it will have on your life. Do it now. Visit and experience Israel with WAVA. Give me, Dennis Williams, a call. I'd love to tell you more. 703-807-2211 or WAVA.com, keyword Israel.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
The disciples had preconceived notions about Jesus' purpose. Those ideas often prevented them from properly understanding his teaching. This week, Alistair Begg encourages us to put aside our assumptions and listen with humility at Jesus' feet. That's Monday through Friday on Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
Why should you give the Heart for Lebanon? Well, here's the deal. You could watch the news today and say, you know what? This is a messed up world in the Middle East. Let me turn off the TV and look at something else. Or you can watch what's happening and say, oh my goodness, I want to be part of that. I want to be part of what God is doing in the Middle East. Oh yes, there are too few, many terrorists in the world. There are far greater people coming to Christ. Let's not focus on those crazy people blowing themselves up. This is crazy and unacceptable and condemned by every one of us. But let us focus on those who are going down on their knees, accepting him as their personal savior. Let's focus on the families who are coming to Christ in numbers. Give to Heart for Lebanon, not for the glory of an organization, but because God is at work. And God is at work in a mighty way in the Middle East. And you know what? Think about it this way. The people who are not served are going to be subject of further radicalization. The best way to fight fanaticism is to show the love of Christ.
Couldn't be better said. I've said it for years, certainly not at the level of expertise of Camille Melki, one of the founders of Heart for Lebanon. But I've always said the greatest response, the greatest weapon, if you will, against terrorism and violence and hatred that is so plaguing our planet is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. No politician can do this. No government can do it. War will not solve the problem. Obviously, evil has to be resisted at various levels, but I tell you what, folks, we have in hand the power to change the world through the gospel, and it's being put right in front of us in this ministry with Heart for Lebanon. So your gift of any amount is going to help advance the cause of Christ and truly bring peace to the world, truly bring peace to these areas that are so war-torn and so violently ripped apart. We need your help. I need 50. All we need is 54 of you right now. 54 of you right now who'd give a one-time gift of $348 to Heart for Lebanon. That would get us exactly where we need to be, which is 102 families to be taken care of for an entire year with Christian education, food, and essentials for survival. Just 58 of you, 54 of you right now who'd give $348 one-time gift when you call 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. One more time, 888-249-5222. Online at our website, wava.com. Click on the Heart for Lebanon banner. God bless you. I hope you'll do it right now.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Don't let the busyness of life keep you from receiving the hope and healing God has for you. The Pray With Me prayer app will provide encouragement from believers praying for you. Visit praywithme.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.